It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined on the phone right now by the chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners, Karen Howard. ChathamNC.org is the website for Chatham County government. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
So what is the latest from the Chatham County government and Chatham County in general in terms of the impact of and their response to COVID-19? What's the latest that folks ought to know?
I'm sure you've seen the news reports that Chatham is seeing some increase in the number of positive test results. And we think that a significant part of that is that we did have a drive to test the employees at one of our local employers, Mount Air, the chicken processing plant. So we had a higher than usual number of tests performed, and we're expecting that when we perform more tests, we will see more positives. And I think that's true across the nation. I think that if we really had great access to testing, we would have a better idea of how widespread this virus really is. And at the county level, we're a smaller county population-wise, so the number is a little, disconcerting for the community. But I go back to it's not a trope. It is my mantra that we have to all act as though we are infected, mm-hmm. and everyone around us is infected, and that's how we protect each other and ourselves. That's really our best bet for protection. I know that becomes harder in the work setting, and particularly in a work setting where you're required to have some degree of proximity. But it still is a really good starting point even there. And we are at the county staff level developing a plan and a process for if an employee does test positive and they're part of our critical infrastructure team, how do we deal with that? How do we ensure that the rest of the team remains safe and able to come to work? Or if someone has symptoms, right? So mm-hmm. we are having to be extremely cautious when we have symptoms before we might have an opportunity to get tested or before we qualify for testing. And so the county needs to be able to respond fairly quickly if we do have employees in that critical sort of infrastructure hierarchy that are feeling unwell but are not tested positive yet.
It's a good point you made in there, and it really is so important to remind folks and to remind ourselves as we're going out to act like or to think when we go out that we might have this and to act as if we do. Is that what you're seeing in terms of just folks in the community or just the people that you've been talking to who have had a chance to be around Chatham and observe folks in the community? Are we doing a good job kind of keeping that mantra in mind and acting accordingly?
I think most people are. And I think even for an individual, there are better days and times when we have better judgment in that
yeah.
regard than others, right? But I think over, the big picture, I would say that people do seem to be really adhering to those guidelines. It does become harder as we, move forward, right? We are not seeing the massive spikes that New York City experienced, and there is a sense of less of a sense of urgency, perhaps. And I think that would be a mistake. And so when we let our guard down is when we are most susceptible. I understand and I recognize that it's really difficult to maintain this degree of social isolation, particularly for people that may be living alone or have other reasons that they are not really well guarded against being alone for a long period of time. And my feeling, though, is just hearing from people in the community and following the Facebook groups and the caremongering groups locally, that people are trying their best to adhere to the guidelines to the extent they're able.
I love the fact that there are caremongering groups locally and several
yeah.
of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking
and
with...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go for it.
No, I was just going to say, if there is any silver lining, I think it's that we are beginning to see our interconnectedness and how much what happens to you matters to me in a really practical way. And it's making us perhaps a little more careful of each other, a little more kind and generous. And so I hope that that's something we continue to do. We do have two local Chatham initiatives that I'm excited to talk about, too. So I will throw those in if you're ready.
Yeah, no, that was actually going to be where that was actually going to be my next question. What good news do you have to share? Positive stories.
So the Chatham Arts Council, I did mention it briefly last time. The Chatham Arts Council has launched a project called Masks for Many, with a goal of producing masks for vulnerable populations, particularly our populations of color in Chatham, that may not have access to masks but are required to work. And what we're doing is partnering with local artists who are underemployed or not seeing their income streams that they were accustomed to, partnering with them to produce masks. And we are acting as the fiduciary for contributions to that project. And then at a countywide level, there's a collaboration between several nonprofits for Chatham Solidarity Fund that's being administered through the Hispanic Liaison. And that group is looking at encouraging people who received a stimulus check, for whom, you know, loss of income was not an issue, or who can give out of generosity from that check to the fund, with a goal of reaching $360,000, I think, by the end of next month, to be distributed to families that did not qualify for the stimulus.
Awesome.
And I think it is, you know, I've contributed, I've encouraged other people to contribute. It is a wonderful way of giving back to people who are doing the work that is keeping food on our tables and keeping our homes and our streets and our environments clean and healthy. So
yeah,
I encourage everyone to do what you can.
Absolutely. And if you want more information on the Chatham Arts Council, on the Masks for Many initiative, chathamartscouncil.org is the website for that. If people want more about the Solidarity Fund, is there a good place that folks can go for that?
The Hispanic Liaison's website has a link. And there are multiple, there are links on Facebook. And I'm happy to share one with you.
Yeah, please.
I will do.
All right. And HispanicLiaison.org, by the way, is the website for the Hispanic Liaison. They've got information there about the Chatham Solidarity Fund. Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government, including county commissioners. And the county commissioners had a meeting last week with quite a big agenda, a lot on the consent agenda, but also a discussion, an update, obviously, on COVID-19, but also a discussion about transitioning to online meetings or streaming meetings during this crisis. How did that go?
I think the meeting went well. There was a little confusion for the public around what it was that we were attempting to do, so I'm glad for a chance to clarify. Our bylaws did not allow for us to have a meeting in a remotely meeting, so we couldn't all call in. So three members of the board were physically present for that meeting, and we did revise our bylaws to allow us to have remote meetings where all of the members call in during a statewide or national emergency. Mm. So not an emergency that affected some other county necessarily in North Carolina, but one that directly impacts Chatham. Because our goal, of course, is to be in attendance at meetings and physically attendant.
Yeah.
And we also are looking at ways that we can, so we do stream our meetings typically, and we do provide links to our meetings on site afterwards so that you can watch a video feed of it. But what we have not been able to do is provide a platform for people to give public input during a meeting. So when there's an issue on the agenda that someone might want to speak to, particular planning or zoning issue, there has not been a meaningful way for people to provide input. And we do have several applications before us or coming up in the next couple of months that there was significant public interest in. And so we wanted to be certain that we had the technology for people to not just feel as though they had a fair opportunity to be heard, but that we could really and truly receive the information, receive the input, and use it in a meaningful way to help guide our decisions. So we feel fairly confident that we have a tool. We will try it out at our May meeting with a goal of having it ready to launch properly in June.
Awesome. And again, much more information on that at the county's website, which is chathamnc.org. More information on county government in general there as well. Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard and turning away from COVID-19 for a minute to the other kind of big thing that's happening in the U.S. in the year 2020, and that's the U.S. Census. We're still in the self-response stage for that, even though that April 1st deadline has come and gone. Still plenty of time to get on the website and fill out the census and take care of that if you haven't already. What should folks know about the response so far in Chatham County, and what should folks know if they haven't yet responded what to do?
So people should absolutely try to respond to the flyers that came in your mail and go online and do it to the extent you're able, because COVID-19 is impacting that as well. So we're anticipating that there will probably be a delay in when people can physically go around to visit homes and collect survey information. We're actually still having a really good turnout in Chatham in terms of people filling out the online survey. And I've sent out emails. I encouraged all the women in my book group. Every woman that I had email contact for has received a reminder from me about the importance of submitting our information for this survey and what it does for local and state government to have accurate figures about who lives in your county and what those needs, the financial needs, look like. So I really encourage people to do it. As many people do it as we can now, so that there are fewer to go to on foot and to round up as we get closer to the deadline.
Anything else that folks want to know about Chatham County or Chatham County government right now?
No, I think that's it. There's lots of helpful information on the Chatham County website. The Health Department website, again, has helpful information. Chatham County Schools is working to ensure that families and kids still have access to food, despite the extension of the governor's order and the closing of school for the school year. And if there are things that people in the community feel are missing, please do reach out. We want to fill the gaps to the extent that we are able.
Awesome. And again, chathamnc.org for more information on county government. County Commissioner Karen Howard, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me back.